the deepest spiritual sense, the quest is always towards the beloved, to know that we are loved, to know our place, to know our belonging, to live that belonging, to be imbued and be infused. And so in the deepest mystical sense, deepest mystical, mythical sense of the human condition, this is like the existential propeller that is driving us in every sense of the word towards like our evolution and to our destiny, to our genius, to our magic. This is like the place of like the deepest fulfillment. This is where we become fulfilled, is when we are in vibrancy with the beloved. So on the spiritual plane, this is kind of like a non-negotiable, the way that we're wired, the way that the soul is wired. Anybody who's leading a life of depth is being propelled towards this, is being propelled by this innate longing of the human soul. So then imagine that in the manifestation of this, that the potential of our human relationships is for that spiritual magic and ecstasy and potential to be actualized in the flesh with a human beloved. Like, this is the deepest sense of perhaps, and this is the most risky and the most vulnerable and the most shaping and exposing fruition of this spiritual journey, is that the beloved, the encounter with the beloved, happens within the flesh, within another human being. Now, this is kind of like new earth relationships. There is a distortion and a separation within the psyche, the collective psyche and the culture, which has us perpetuating this separation. That is a trauma response that we are, to a large extent, like very much unconscious of. But this trauma of the separation between man and woman is a symptom of the trauma of the separation that exists between our own soul, between ourselves and the earth, between any depth of experience or the embodiment which leads us to this depth. So if we're on a spiritual quest, it's all well and good, but like actually like bringing that into flesh with another human being can be the deepest shaping of our being, because we have to meet not just as a concept or in our imagination or in the mystical sense, but in the somatic embodied sense, this reckoning with the beloved. And this is where sacred union becomes relational spiritual quest that leads us to like our deepest fulfillment, our deepest ecstasy, our deepest realization of who we are as human beings, when we've gone through enough of our own initiation in relationship, enough of our own like ego death, enough of our own distortion, enough of purging through the nervous system, our attachment system, all of these ways of distortion. You know, we attract these people into our lives so that they can really reveal to us what we can't reveal to ourselves, which only can really emerge in relationships. Every relationship, let's just call it a failure, is a way that we meet ourselves, and it's a reckoning of our unconscious material that's come up for purging, that allows us to see ourselves more clearly. But that's not the end point, and that's not the destination, and that's not where we should give up or deflate in the name of love. We need to hold a bigger central column of consciousness where it's like, I am the field of love. The field of love is available to me, and every person that arrives in my path is a mirror propelling me further and deeper onto the path of love and consciousness. And so then, through the process of our relationships and the downfalls and the initiations and the pitfalls and the heartbreaks, we're being refined into this vessel that when we've purged enough, when we've been through the hell realms, when we've been through the unconscious realms, finally we're forged enough, we're unified enough, and we've gone through the process of our own inner sacred union, in that we're not at war within ourselves. We come to this inner unification. We've loved and alchemized and healed enough that we're not outsourcing, we're not blaming, we're not looking for another for fulfillment or anything like that. You become a whole sovereign being unto yourself. That's kind of like the conditions for another who has gone through their own unification process and inner marriage and inner alchemy. For them to arrive also as an individuated soul essence, soul source, love source, consciousness rooted being, and then it becomes possible for the sacred union to happen. Then it becomes possible for this beloved to be a catalyst for that ever deepening journey with the beloved of knowing ourselves as love, being love, and practicing that in the human form is like the most challenging initiation, I guess, we can go through. And many people think that it's just a given. Oh, you meet somebody, you're attracted to somebody, and it's actually like, no, there's a very human spiritual process that requires a lot of skill and a lot of mastery to actually really like harness and do relationship well. It's not a given. And I think this is the thing that isn't being talked about or isn't being noted, that actually, if we really want the love that our soul knows is possible, if we really want to experience that, if we really want to come into that fulfillment with divinity, then it's both a spiritual and a human affair. It's a divine and it's an animalistic affair. That unification happens both in spirit and also in flesh. That's an art form. That's a skill. That's where we need to go to school and do mastery. Because if two whole human beings are coming together without that awareness, that skill, that mastery within themselves, then we're not actually like living the full potential of what's possible in relationship. We're living codependency, we're living distortion, we're living trauma bonds, we're living toxic expressions, we're living divorce, we're living like marrying an idea rather than like the essence or the soul of a person and then like it crumbling. We're living this chasm and this distortion of separation, which has been going on for centuries and centuries and centuries. And what's beginning to emerge in the collective is that there is another way. There is another possibility of doing relationship that is bringing us to the depth of embodied spiritual potential and magic. And from that place, from that unification within ourselves and that union with another, then we can create a completely new world and a new culture.